Welcome, Reading Phoenix Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 57th episode. And today, we're focusing on page 424, the page with the 10th and last thunder. And we're starting, well, before that, the middle of page 423. Let's see. 812, around line 15 or so. Okay, it says, as often as I think of that unbloody housewarmer, Shem Scrivenich, always cutting my prose to please his phrase, begor, I declare I get the jig. Be me punting his reflection, he begin his biographite in muddy-ass ribalds. Dictator, grunt cigar, swap beef. You know, he's peculiar, that egg shicker, with the smell of old woman off him, to suck nothing of his switch dopes. M.D. made his anti-mortem for him. He was gray at three, like Cygnus the Swan, when he made his boo to the public and barnacled up to the eyes when he repented after seven. The Allen
Okay. Now, they're setting a scene here of how ridiculous everything is playing out presently, and that normal Americana is looking and saying, this is stupid. What the fuck is this shit? It's stupid because it's not going to make any sense. It's kind of like, well, everything is this and everything is that and everything is that and everything is this. We're going to put him in jail. We're going to kill him. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But everything else is good. And we have top of the, everything else is ridiculous. And we're paying 9% on our mortgages and we're paying stupid amounts on the credit cards, and we're all going to live on the credit cards because it's what's being presented. It's basically saying that you're over. It's the jig is up. It's the short version. Now you can go ahead, Bob.
And when he repented after seven, the alum that winters on his top is the stale of the ston that will soar when he stambles till that hag of the coombe rapes the pad off his lock. He was down with the whooping laugh at the age of the loss of reason. The whooping first time he predeceased me. He's weird, I tell you, and medieval down to his vegetable soul. Never mind his false feet and his tan-bar complexion. That's why he was forbidden to mate. It was warmed off the rice course at Merry Money under the helpless corpses enactment. You know what I'm saying?
This is a description. This is a descriptive adjective. With Adam Schiff and how the things are being prescribed and what's going on, and then what the Biden, we don't even want to say Hunter anymore. He's almost put a non sequitur anymore, but what the Biden regime has received and done, they're trying to make it not be a conversation. They're saying Burisma has nothing to do with the Biden. Hey, what?
When he Burisma. Says that, he's weird, I tell you. That's not about Trump, that's about Biden or...
That's about Biden. That's Biden. Yeah. Where they said, oh, there's nothing going on here. We didn't get $37 million. In other words, we didn't get $37 million from Burisma that went to me, Joseph Robin Biden, in a document that proves it. That's why they're after Trump with an indictment. They're going to string him up. Over the seas, over the seven seas, which has done nothing. But you're right, Bob. Which has done nothing. But
it's talking about Biden's tendency to fall. Never mind his falls. Yeah. Feet, it's right there.
That's exactly right.
He has a tan bar complexion. Though Trump has a tan bar complexion.
Meanwhile, every time they say Trump is bad, he makes $10 million. Every time they're saying he's fucked up, here's another $10 million. Oh, we're going to get Trump. Oh, yeah, $10 million. Okay. Well, then now he's running around to the states that are going to indict him and kill him and send him to fucking prison. He's going to be the first viceroy in the fucking history of the world. But the viceroy in federal prison that's running the country as a viceroy. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. It's like, come on now. Meanwhile, Hillary, who's dead posthumously, with her 330,000 emails that disappeared out of the blue, and her Blackberries that got crushed, and then Joseph's documents in Senate then as president. He was sent before he was vice president. In by his Corvette, which is ridiculous. It's like, this is stupid. And everybody's looking at it like going, okay. Well, this is a double set of things. You got a problem here. Go ahead. Do some things, cause.
I think you've been saying for the last few pages, the last three or four, that everything is ridiculous. We're sort of stuck into that quandary.
Well, it is. Look at the words, and it is. So it's kind of like, you can't pin anybody up from this position. You can't drive anything from this position. You can't make anything from this position. That's the whole point of the wake and or life as we know it. It's ridiculous. You can't get there from here. But then that's what people have been saying about the wake since its beginning. So your followers of the wake will be very pleased that it's lived up to its pertinent revelation.
I'm not at all surprised.
Correct.
I'm not at all surprised. The same kingdom whereby the sum taken Berkeley showed the reason generously, negus negansi, nigger top, nigger toe, nigger to be, negrunter. Then he was pushed out of Thingamighty School by Miss Carter for itching. Then he caught the Eurypicalas and went into the Society of Jews with Bro Cows and Fran Sheks and Buddhists and Brat Slavos. One time, when he foiled to be killed, there it is, Trump failed to be killed. when Trump, when he foiled to be killed, the freak wanted to put his bilingual head intentionally through the Ikish Thames and go and join the clerisy as a demonican sky terrier, throwing dust in the eyes of the hooly firmers. He used to be a vowdeed, as he ought to be vittendist. For once I squeak by twist, I'll squelch him. Then he went to Cecile the Street on his solo to pick up Galen. Asbestos Pelos. Nico Pot. He is in cost in the blood. Jim, I have the outmost contempt for. Prots bitten. Conchi. Tiberia is waiting on you, Arresto Crank. Chaka, a single ticket at Gatabui and Gabbiano's. Go over the sea haven. Check a seagull ticket at Gatabui and Gabbiano's. Go over the sea haven for me and leave your liver to TCD. Your pudding is cooked. You're served, Crammy. Faithfully yours. XXXX. But for what? Christ, truthful teller, Sean of grace. Weekly, we went on to ask now the gracious one. Vouches to say, you will now, goodness, won't you? Why? For his rude language, if you ask me why, Sean replied.
See, this is like laying the story. It's like, oh no, we can't believe Sean Hannity. Oh no, we can't believe Fox News. Oh no, we can't believe. Oh wait, Dan Bongino. Oh, he's not there anymore. Oh, where did he go? I don't know. Well, we gotta look at this. We gotta look at the alien files. We gotta see this. We gotta see that. They're lost because no one's watching CNN, which is this is complaining about. No one's watching MSLSD. What the fuck?
Is that Siri?
Oh no. Yeah, it kicked up. It kicked up all of a sudden. It's like they're trying to tell us stuff on Fox News. Saturday night, they're trying to tell us about it.
I never heard Siri sound angry.
I know. This is Winston Marshall. He's having a fit because he's having a bad hairline.
Is the parts, what lines refer to the TV stations in that? For Sean, I see Sean
the
Hannity.
Helpless corpses. The helpless corpus.
Corpses, right.
Enactment. Not at the all surprised at the same kick. Whereby the sun kicks Berkeley, shown the reason generously negus nestati, Nary top, nary toe, nary Toby, nary Gunther. They're trying to say that Alan Dershowitz has nothing to say about this. He's not qualified to be involved in this conversation. But yet he is, and that's the whole rub-a-dub-dub-dub for what they're itching for. Miss Gothard. Who's Miss Gothard from the Supreme Court, Bobby?
The new one. The new woman.
Yeah.
Came on.
Okay. So you pushed out the term muddle. Thing muddly. Ooh. I'll say another conversation.
Herbert Marshall? Where's that?
Thurgood.
Thurgood
Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall. Okay. Society of Jews.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
That's right. And it's about, this is a whole, like, segue going into the thing that doesn't matter, which means nothing cares, nobody cares, it doesn't matter, there's nothing going on, there is nothing to hear. It's over. We're done. You're done. We're done. It's done. We're just going to run it and see how we go, basically. Pretty crazy.
Okay. So we're at the... But for what thrice truthful teller, Sean of Grace? But for what thrice truthful teller, Sean of Grace? Weekly we went on to ask now of the gracious one. Vouchers to say, you will now goodness, won't you? Why? For his root language, if you ask me why, Sean replied, as he blessed himself devotionally like a cross bomb, making active oblivion, foot in mouther, what the thickens else, which he pick-sticked into his lecherous imprintion. Hello, turden, we're mudgered, green, gerunder, molder, fenrir, lucka, kilucky, kigabog, the daughter, insert, grim, turn, rack, and the rocker. So it's for you.
Now, what's happening is it's laying it out there. It's laying it out blow by blow by blow of what's going to go down or and or happen, depending on how the humans respond to the position. Most of them are sheeples, and they'll just go to sleep. But some of the drivers, they'll accuse this one of that, accuse this one of this, and accuse that one of that. We're going to take this, and we're going to take that, just like Bob's trying to run Finnegan's Wake. He could do the same thing at the Board of Education in somewhere of the middle of Montana. There's a total of 11 people who live there. That would be great. He could run something significant. That's what's happening right here, right now. Go ahead, Bubby.
What? There's a small group?
You're on. Yeah, you're on 424?
Yep. Thor is for you, after the 100-lettered word, which is actually 101 letters.
Correct.
And then it says,
good.
Someone responds and says, the 100-letter name again, and it's not 100 letters. All 9 previous were, but this one's 101. The 100-lettered name again, last word of perfect language. But you could come near it, we do suppose, strong Shawno. We four suppose. How? Peace, peace, Sean replied in feeler penultimatum. Tis pebbles before Sweeney's as he swigged a slug of John Jacobson from his tree stem sucker cane. Mild but likesome. I might as well be talking to the four ways till Tibby's gray eaves and the
right,
rest asleep.
Right. See, they're trying to pin at the point for potential position. Let's say the winds blow. The eaves are rattled, but none of this makes any sense because the things you all are speaking or talking or applying or doing has nothing to do with reality as we know it, which becomes the fall because when you start dealing with the individuals, are we recording this? Oh, fuck. I guess we
yeah.
are.
Yeah, we are.
Uh-oh.
What was our lesson?
Fuck it.
When it comes to the fall... And the individuals, what, Ion?
Yeah. When it comes to the fall, and when you start affecting the individuals, not the personage, their children, you're going to tear this asunder. You're going to have it. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, now, this is Sean Hannity, a TV figure.
No, don't do that, Bob. You don't want to be... Listen, buddy, you don't want to be involved in this. Just back off. Just quiet. Step away. We'll do it. the democracy, that after a certain point, people are going to say, fuck no, Eugene, that's not where you live, because you're okay. There's other people are going to go, no, no, neither, no, 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 no. And they're going to start cleaning things up. And then you're going to have a different conversation.
Cleaning neither. Things up. Define neither. Clean.
You're going to behave or you're going to get killed. And don't take much of that for that. We better shut the fuck up. But, yeah.
And that's so where concentration.
Who's yelling peace? The people who are going to impose some order, they're yelling peace, peace?
No. They're going to start enveloping peace. Peace will be the only thing left. You're saying peace like a piece of the earth, and we're saying peace like that's the piece that they got their ass caps for the peace.
Okay, I might as well be talking to the four waves till Tibbs, Gray, Eves, and the rest asleep. Frost! Nope. No one in a seventh sense is good as I have before
right.
said, only you miss my drift.
Right.
Of course, being incendiary.
Right.
Every dim
peace.
Letter, and it
that's
is a
the fire. Good. That's the fire. The burning in the belly that's going to cause an issue, because after people get tired of killing
they're not saying that.
Yeah, better not say that. It says that the burning in the belly is the part that's going to settle the hearts of men. You'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Every dim letter in it is a copy, and not a few of the syllables and holy words I can show you in my kingdom of heaven. The loquacity
yep.
of him.
See, that's exactly what we're talking about here. Is there going to be anything left? It's like, oh, Gooby, we're going to have 12 little Christians at the Lutheran church that survived, and we're going to follow that. And that's the, oh, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. And they're all going to be praising Bob. That's what they're going to do. And everything else is going to be done because they're going to have some dumb. Zombie apocalypse problem, obviously. But you know how it goes. Okay, is that enough, Bob? You want a
no,
little bit more?
No, not enough. The loquacity of him with his three-star monothong. Thought, the last word in stolen telling. And what's more, right down Lobrand's systematic revelment. Yes, as he was rising my ladder, like you, and as I was plucking his goosey bone, like yay, he tore the tail of my shirt, like yep. How's that for chemise? Still in a way, not to flatter you, we fancy you, that
see,
you are so strikingly
see,
brainy and
see,
well-lettered.
See, this is a deference of what we're talking about everybody falling into the contorial position of you're all in this place and you're done and we're on this place and we're dead. This is how this connects and sorts it all out. It's pretty sad, but yep. Okay, go ahead.
Still in a way, not to flatter you, we fancy you that you are so strikingly brainy and well-letter-read in yourselves as ever were the shamish shamanists limited. Could use worse of yourself, ingenious Sean. We still so fancied, if only you would take your time so and the trouble of so doing it. Up you now! And then I'm going to go along a little bit of this big long thing, but not all of it. Okay. I know where to end. It's actually, I think a quote that, Eric McLuhan has in his PhD.
All he's describing is how to die. All he's trying to work out is how to die. But go ahead.
Okay, undoubtedly, but that is show, Sean replied, the mother milk of his blood donor beginning to work, and while innocent of disseminating the foul emanation, it would be a fall day I could not soul, so you could keep your space, and by the power of flurry words, I'm liable to do it. I'm convicted of it. Any time ever I like, bet ye fippence of me boot allowance, with the aller grossest transfusiasm. As you see, while I can sororicize the Siamenish better than most, it is an open-ear secret, be it said, how I am extremely ingenuous at the clerking, even with my badly left and arago brass out pizzolet with imminentia, as busy. Pizza with innuendos. Oh yeah, innuendos. As easy as I terminate a chick row of beans for the price of two miracles and my Trifoliate Libretto, the orthodox Book of Leaf would, if given to daylight.
Whoa, the Book of Leaf. He's going to quote the Book of Leaf. Oh, my God. Now we get somewhere. The Book of Leaf. That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Okay. The orthodox Book of Leaf would, if given to daylight, I hold the most incredible faith about it, far exceed with that bogus bullshit of shame my shameless brother Guy Fawkes is conversant with in audible black and prink, a tragedy of poet skulls, a comedy of letters. That's the quote at the beginning of Eric McLuhan's PhD on Finney's Wake. Yes, that's the quote. Those six words.
Very good.
Tragedy of poet skulls, a comedy of letters.
Yep. It's a joke. It's a joke on a joke. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. You did great. We appreciate you more than you know.
Yeah, that was a good reading by me. Okay, let's go back to, you know, I forgot to mute everybody, but everybody was quiet. That's good?
Yeah.
Okay, over a few people here. There's a few that are,
did you get everything you needed to do for your show?
Let's have everybody give more comments than they usually give. You've been listening long enough. What have we done?
Yep.
56 episodes plus this one. You should know enough to find more than one little puny sentence. So, begin.
That's fair.
Begin your commentary.
To begin to begin.
Can we have utter the 100 letter word again, please.
Yeah. What'd you say? You want me to
the
read
middle
it again?
Of yes, yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hello, turd. Hello, turden. We're mud gargling an erd. Molnar Fenrir, look a kalucky ki bog a mando darin certain.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking God.
Well done, Bob.
Crazy.
Well done, Ian.
Is that the longest word in the wake, Bob?
I think so, yeah, because there's 10 long words, and they all have 100 letters, and this one has 101 letters, making a total of 1,001 letters, which is symbolic of the Arabian Nights. Remember, the Arabian Nights was a 1,001 story.
Shit.
So this book is here to keep you awake. It's a Scheherazade. Keep you going by giving you new stories, endless stories that you can find in here. So he's trying to outdo every epic that ever was in all cultures, including the Arabian Nights. It's going to have more than 1,001 stories.
Basically.
And it all came, McLuhan said, from two words. The whole universe created of two words. Okay.
What are they, Bob? 22.
What about 22?
Were they 42, or what were the two words?
I don't know. Maybe James Joyce? I don't know what the two words are. And McLuhan never said. Derrida says, he war. W-A-R. He war. I think that's his two words. But it could be two words. The words, two words.
Yeah.
But it's Hindiades, one by means of two, basically everywhere. Hindiades.
It's coming up a lot, Bob. Hindiades.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, come on, let's have some more commentary. You got any, Nick, you got something to say?
Okay, and what's more, write down lowbrow schismatic robblement. Has that got to do with printing money, Ian?
No. It's about rubblements.
Okay.
What are they? Rumpelstiltskin?
No. Rubblements.
Aren't they the Queen's favorite suite?
They could be, yes.
So what are they?
We don't care.
Okay, so what's that's happening
nice,
to Trump in
that's
here?
A nice way, that's a nice way to say fuck off, you know? Fuck off.
Yeah. Okay. But, Ian, where is Trump and the indictment in here?
There's not yet. It's coming.
Well, what is this focusing on? This is a couple weeks before when Biden's in trouble?
Biden's already in trouble. That's why they're not talking about it.
Yeah, I know. So this is emphasizing Biden right now, this part. That's the true story.
Well, you can't say it like that. You can't say it like that because they're like, no, 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 no. Yes, 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 yes. No, 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 no. Yes, 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 yes. No, 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 no. Yes, 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 yes. You know how that goes. They can't work it out. Hey, darling.
Who are the Hooley firmers? Throwing dust in the eyes of the Hooley firmers.
What are you talking about?
It's line 4 on page 424.
Oh, yeah. Line 4. Don't worry about it. Line 4. Don't worry about that. That's all done. That's all calculated.
So what? Calculated.
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 Capulated.
Capulation.
Capulated.
Gotta mess that up. Oh,
look
shit.
Look it up, Gene. Capulate.
Goddamn, we gotta do this bad. This
okay,
bad.
Come on.
Well, but I think the indictment is every dim letter in its copy and not a few of the syllables and holy words. I can show you in the kingdom of heaven. Yeah. There is the indictment, Bob. Every dimmed letter.
Okay. Give me page and line.
Page 224, fifth line. From the bottom. So every dimmed letter in it's a copy of not a few of the syllables.
No, don't let Ion talk. Ion.
Holy words.
We're going to fucking bed. Fuck y'all. Do whatever you want to do.
So what is...
We're good.
Okay, Nick, what is the page and line?
424, five lines from the bottom. Every dimmed letter in it is a copy of not a few of the syllables and holy words I can show you in the kingdom of heaven. There's the indictment.
He already commented on that a little bit.
We did.
We'll add to that, Ian.
Just that. That's the whole point. It's like you're calling the wrong one out for the thing that's going on. They're fixing to go after Hunter and Joe Biden for the $5 million and the $6 million and the $30 million and the $80,000 a month. And then the second that they do that, that's when they give an indictment for Trump for 36 counts of having the wrong documents at the wrong time at the wrong place. He was the sitting fucking president of the United States of fucking America. We can undo everything and say, declassified, no problem. But they didn't do Hillary. They didn't do Obama. They didn't do anything else with Biden. With pictures, with his Corvette pulling in the garage that Hunter, the crackhead, was living at the house at that point with all those significant documents in the place. That's the tryst or the tist or the xenocracy that says, there might be a problem here. Okay, we better get Trump. God damn it. $16 million Okay, that's another $37 million. Okay, that's another $19 million. Ooh, thank y'all so much. Y'all got something else you want to say? I'm bad. Purge me, my dear brother Noomsi. Purge me, my dear brother Noomsi. Give me another $100 million. And he's laughing himself to death because everybody's looking at this and they're like, you people have lost your fucking goddamn mind. What are you saying?
Yeah.
I need an electric car with no electricity. I need an electric car with no electricity. God damn. Wait a minute. If I can't have an electric car with no electricity, I don't want no car at all. Okay. I have no car at all. I don't need a car with electricity. I don't need an electric car with no electricity. We're good. Okay, that's fine. No problem. We got that. Okay, next stage. Then we're going to go to the next phase. We're going to go, oh, okay, we have a problem. Now, because the problem is, this doesn't make logical progressive sense. If Rachel Maddow cannot make a point of order that we can say, this is inappropriate or this is appropriate, we have a problem. If the Morning Joe can't make an argument pro or against the Politburo, we have a problem. They can't. Because they can't support Trump, because that'd be death on wheels.
Yeah.
And they can't support anything else going on, because that's also death on wheels. They're like, well, if Adam Schiff was so goddamn smart, we wouldn't have all these troubles. If Adam Schiff wasn't so goddamn smart, we wouldn't have all these troubles.
Shifty Schiff is smart.
Yeah, shifty, yeah, we don't know. Okay, if Gavin Newsom is going to challenge Mr. DeSantis in Florida for aliens that's not going to come to Florida, because they're not going to ship them on out. They're going to goddamn Disney World. Everything's going to Disney World. They're going out there right quick. You sent 45 people to California. We're going to have an ubiquitous problem, because this is ridiculous. We're not going to have this. We can't live like this. This is terrible. Like, I mean, DeSantis is, you're a fucking sanctuary city. I don't know what the problem is. You want them. You are a sanctuary city, so take them. That's not a problem. 45 instead of 200,000 in fucking Texas. But they've got the pools. They've got the pools in the down the Rio Grande. You can't get under and you can't get over. Y'all don't know about that just yet. Y'all gonna find out about it. But they are raging. The Texas is saying, okay, we got this. You want to cross the Rio Grande? You can't come here. Go to Arizona. We straighten your ass out. Go anywhere else here. You know, if you're going to cross go to Galveston. See how you go. Go to Galveston Bay and see if you can make it across.
Are those pistol packing grannies going to sort them out, Ian?
You're going to see. You'll see. You will see. It's ugly. Because that's what's coming down to. That one fucking... Okay. Let's say it another way. That one fucking Social Security check not post on the second Wednesday of the month, by God, you can see what's going to happen. That one go that don't get paid, yeah, it's over. You've been seeing it. It's going to be ugly.
And where is this referred to in the week?
That's next week. If you have it next week, week after that.
Okay, next. Who's that? Chad, Bert.
The line hey, that Chad. Nick just... And that line that Nick just went over, every dimmed letter in his copy, and not a few of the syllables.
We like it when you have something to say. You're very pleasant.
Okay. So, at the end of that, it sounds like you explain it from one angle.
You hadn't heard that. You haven't heard that in several days, have you, there, David, have you?
Every div letter is just copied.
Could this passage also just be a meta commentary on how that 101 letter word is?
It's the representation of the gloom and or doom that you're looking for. That's where he started when they were trying to call him down on the position of the weight. And we wouldn't respond. And then they picked it up and said, oh, well, that's this. Oh, well, that's this. Oh, well, that's this. Yeah,
there's a lot of repeat letters in it, Chad.
Right.
Every given letter in it is a copy.
As well.
But how does it link to the holy words I can show you in my kingdom of heaven, Ian?
Because this is how the representation of what the world looks like now, of what the world supposedly, quote, 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 is or is not. Same conversation. It's going to change. It's the last retort.
Yeah, and so this is the last thunder, which is a big cycle, end of a cycle, but you go to the last page,
they retort.
The last line.
Say, no.
Now look at this.
They retort.
This retort, listen to this retort of 628. Till thousands thee, there's your thousand, till thousands thee lips, the keys to given or heaven, the keys to heaven. The way alone, alas, loved alone, that's what you have here. I can show you my kingdom of heaven.
And these thunders, Ion, these thunders, are they a dialect of angel language?
They are, of course. Why is no one talking about how nobody can see New York City because of the storm, the fires from Canada? Why is anybody talking about that?
There's a lot of that in the book, The Fog. There's a chapter. Might have been 403, like we were talking about doing 400.
Mm-hmm. No. But no, the whole point is, it's like the death on wheels from the Canada. Wait. Okay. Are we saying the wrong words? Do you not be saying the right words? Canada's burning.
Yeah, and it's like that, like the oligarch said. Where did this Canadian guy come from? That's an echo. Where did this fog come from? Where in Canada is it coming from? It's a metaphor for other matters. This, the fog in New York. Ontario.
Yeah.
Is it Ontario?
Not just New York. It's not just New York. It's all of those upper, it's everywhere. It's like,
is it the sky burning?
Down to Wash.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, Bert, did you find anything, Bert?
Page 424, the ninth line. Tiberia is waiting on you, our restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Tartaria.
Yes, I was going to ask. Is that Tartaria?
Yep.
Wow.
Correct.
Tartaria, an ancient civilization in the Russian area.
Yeah.
Correct.
Was that Siberia, Bob? Tartaria?
No. Tartaria is different.
Tartaria is more Asia Minor, where Ionia is.
It depends on whose dig's bigger, but yeah.
Yeah, it actually covers, from Poland to China at some point.
In essence, but you know what the fuck you're talking about, though, Bobby. It's okay.
Yeah, I've got other issues occupying me.
Agreed.
So Guy Fawkes Day is mentioned just before the last line of A Tragedy in Poets called A Comedy of Letters. Guy Fawkes, November 5th, I think. What was that?
It's an Edward R. Murrow moment. That's what you should know.
Right. What's the name of that movie that it was based on?
V for Vendetta.
Vendetta,
yeah,
right.
V for Vendetta. See, number one, that's why he used to be the old number one. That's good boy.
In Guy Fawkes, like, also, they burn the effigy of the of Guy Fawkes.
True.
Yeah.
True. So okay, what next?
The, every emotion or attitude, mind-body conflict...
Don't say emotion.
...is given
don't
extreme...
Don't say emotion. Say reaction. Not an emotion.
Reaction. Every
reaction.
Reaction is extended here with millions of crammings in there. You know what I mean? It's like my chart. Yeah. It's got miles and miles of paranoia, miles and miles of schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, and ecstasy. The book, you know, pushes it all in. Goes to the Encyclopedia Britannica, finding every echo possible for this merger of human reaction.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
So, Bob, you're putting this cooked.
What do you call those things that you put toast on or put gravy on? You're making Welsh rabbit. No. You're making like
rarebit.
Toasty things. Rarebit. We know
Yorkshire
what rarebit
pudding
is. It's not that. Yorkshire pudding. Bob, you're making Yorkshire puddings and trying to make sure they all come out correctly. But you don't have enough
cooked.
Fat. You don't have enough fat. And they're not going to rise enough, and you don't have good gravy on it. So the rarebit might be served. The rarebit may help you, but it won't make Yorkshire pudding too precise.
Yeah, like they give you the pudding, and then they execute you. It goes X, 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 X. What do you think those X is referring to?
Excommunicated is in the notes,
greed.
Bob.
Yeah.
Greed.
Excommunicated.
Greed. Lots of greed.
Agreed.
Greed.
And he's executing all four of the evangelists. All four get...
Agreed.
They've been explaining the book all the way through, and at the end, this is kind of an ending, 424. They're all excommunicated.
They shouldn't. And at the end of it, they should be making Yorkshire puddings, and instead they're all fucked. So good.
Okay, so Ion, what are the blood references? Like that same paragraph, line 8, he has encaust in the blood.
You'll see in a minute. You'll see.
And then the same on 425, the second full paragraph. Undoubtedly, but that is show, Sean Hannity replied, the mutter milk of his blood donor beginning to work.
You'll see.
What line is that?
Second paragraph, 425, beginning of second paragraph.
He's not going to wait that long. Sean's not going to wait that long.
But I don't see the words that you read. Did you say could use worse of yourself?
Beginning to work and while... Undoubtedly, but that is show, Sean replied. The muttermilk of his blood donor beginning to work. And I said Sean Hannity replied. I just added Hannity.
Yeah, okay, you said second paragraph. I was looking at the paragraph above, but yeah, what you're reading is the actual second paragraph.
Second full paragraph, yeah.
Yeah. Undoubtedly, but that is show, Sean replied. The mutter milk of his blood donor beginning to work, and while innocent of disseminating the foul emanation, that's about ascension or changing the blood, isn't it, Ion?
It would be, yes.
It would be.
There's, yeah.
Yeah, like innocent of disseminating the foul emanation. Is that real, Ion?
Coming into your place of power, yeah. No difference.
So you can keep your space by the power of blurry words, the power of your words.
Yeah.
I'm liable to do it.
I
am convinced
about leaching the copper gene out of the blood.
Yeah, and do you see that in this, in these words, Nick?
No, I'm just linking it back
disseminating
to Ion's
the
discussion.
Powell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
what taking your power there.
I am loyable to it. I am convinced of it. Is that,
that's the angel responding. The angel responding.
To me.
So you can keep your space, and by the power of blue words, I'm liable to do it. What you're asking. I'm convicted of it. Convicted. Anytime ever I like. Bet you if it's off the boot allowance,
with all their closest transfusism, as you see, while I can surquise the Simonish, what is that, Simonese? No, what do you call the Siamese? Oh, yeah, Siamese twins. Sororikai's a Simonish better than most. It is an open ear secret, be it said. Now, look at that. Open ear, be it said. You hear
it? It was said on payday.
Yeah.
It was said.
Now, but Gene, on there it says here, he is encased in the blood, line 6 on 424.
Yeah.
So that again brings in the blood.
Yep. Yep. And Ion said it's coming. Ion, you're not going to expand on it right now. You're not going to tell us more about that right now.
Ion left. No, he's still there. It was such a pleasure to read it. Now look, this back at 423, right where we began, Dictator Glencigar in the middle of the page, it says, you go, with the smell of old woman off him, the sec nothing of a switch dupes, made his anti-mortem him, he was gray at three. McLuhan quoted that all the time. He talked about the kids, TV was aging them faster than any previous generation. All kids were gray at three, sober and grim, concerned about public issues. Little children. Then, I guess you could say this generation, the millennials and younger, they were gray at three. They were fascist at three.
Oh, wow.
Sexually confused at three.
Yeah.
And it's lovely the way he says it barnacled up to the eyes when he repented after seven.
After he got to seven, yeah. They go through so many changes so fast. You know, like an 8-year-old will repent at the age of 25 in the boomer generation. These guys, they get started at three and repent at seven.
Yeah.
Then they get married to somebody.
Uh-oh.
Before they're 12. Mm-hmm. It's at the age of the loss of reason. The whopping first time.
The perfect language. The last word of perfect language.
Yep.
The loss of reason.
Phatic communication. P-H-A-T-I-C. Phatic communion. Perfect language.
And undoubtedly, but that is the show.
Show enough. Anybody want to say something? Anybody
There's
get
a
the
weird
final
background
report?
Noise, Bob. There's something weird going on in the back.
I think there might be Ion.
That's what I wondered.
It's our echo.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, see, it's Ion's line. I muted it. He seems to have faded. He probably fainted.
Maybe Ion can't get through with that fact. Something went wrong with his phone or something.
Yeah. So let's wrap it up. Any final words, Jack? You haven't said anything. Robin, got anything to say? Nope, nobody's got anything to say. So that's it. Thank you very much, Ion. I'll see you next time.
Ion, thank you.
Where's the chorus of thank yous?
Thanks, Ion.
Great.
Yes. thank you,
Bob. Thank you.
Bob.
Thank you, Ion and Bob.
Okay, that's it.